Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and is assistant to the worldwide promoter of the Dominican laity. Her preaching is entitled simply, Bodies.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Philippians. Our homeland is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transfigure this wretched body of ours into the mold of his glorious body through the working of the power which he has, even to bring all things under his mastery. The word of the Lord. Yeah, you probably weren't expecting this short passage from Paul's letter to the Philippians, but it's the reading for Vespers today, and it just fits so beautifully with the gospel story of today, which is the story of Zechariah and his reluctance to believe what the angel told him, that his wife, despite her considerable age, was at last going to have a child. And what a child that turned out to be. John the Baptist, the voice crying in the wilderness, the voice that uttered the word with a capital W. It's no coincidence that what Zechariah lost as a result of his doubts was just that, his voice. And voice is the human faculty that makes it possible for us to communicate. We use words, and that makes it possible for us to proclaim the word. And here's Paul writing about our expectation of the Savior, which is exactly what Advent is all about, and stressing the difference between our bodies and the glorious body of the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what made me stop and think here was the realization that the whole first chapter of Luke's Gospel is focused on bodies, on the physical reality of being human. First, the childless couple, Zechariah and Elizabeth, and later, of course, the Annunciation to Mary and her ready acceptance of what the angel tells her. The angel gives clear instructions to Zechariah about how his son must be brought up. He must drink no wine, no strong drink. His body has to be kept pure so that he can fulfill his mission. And then we see Zechariah recognizing that he and his wife are no longer young, that their physical, bodily existence is so advanced that he just can't envisage a fruitful future. And what happens? He loses the power of speech. He loses the very faculty that, above all, distinguishes human beings from other animals. So, in a sense, Zechariah is being reduced to something a little less than fully human. His wretched body won't be fully restored until he takes that crucial step, until he opens up to the truth of the angel's prophecy and names his child John, which means Yahweh is gracious. It's when he opens up that his wretched body can be transfigured. We're very close now to the celebration of the birth of Jesus. Jesus, the God who took on a body in order to save us. Jesus, who chose to grow in the body of a young girl who for 9 crucial months was his physical home. There's nothing airy-fairy about this. Our faith is grounded in these physical realities. and our own bodies, wretched as they are, will be transfigured by the Lord who shared our physical frailty for 33 years. What a privilege it is then, just to be human. Thank you.